So chapter 27 is a similar time period of chapter 26 at the beginning of Jehoiakim's reign. And here we go. At the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, this matter came to Yirmiyahu from Hashem, saying like this, Ko amar Hashem Eli, this is what God told me. Aseh lecha moiseros, make for you, in other words, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to make restraints and bars of a yoke and place them around your neck. This is one of the most famous stories about Yirmiyahu when he's walking around literally with an animal's yoke around his neck. So basically position the bar of a yoke with its straps upon your neck as if it was an animal. Vishilachdom amelechedom, then take other straps and bars and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the children of Ammon, all the countries that are on the other side of the Jordan River, east in modern-day Jordan and Syria, and to the king of Tyre, and the king of Sidon, which is more Lebanon, in the hand of the messengers who came from these kingdoms to Yerushalayim, to Tzidkio, king of Yehuda. This is a bit confusing because we're talking about your king Yehoiachin, and now he's referring to the future king, Tzidkiyahu. So there's different opinions. Some say that the straps and bars remained in his possession for a lengthy period, and after which he sent it to the king. Others explain that even during Yehoiachin's reign, Tzidkiyahu had some form of power as well, etc. It's a bit confusing, but anyways, fine. Command these messengers to give a message to their masters, and this is what they shall say. So said the Lord of hosts, Hashem Tzvakot, God of Israel. This is what you shall say to your masters. Anoichi asisi sa'aretz, I made earth. I created humans and the animals that are on the face of the earth with my great might and with my outstretched arm. And I gave it to whom it was proper in my eyes. Unesatiha la'asher yashar be'enai. Fine, but now I have given all these lands, or I will give these lands, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, my servant. Fascinating, Hashem refers to him as servant, even though Nebuchadnezzar did not see himself as God's servant. In other words, he's playing the role that I need him to play. And also the beast of the field I have given him to serve him. In other words, he will basically control all this entire area, including the animals. And all the nations will serve him, and his son and his grandson, until the coming of the time of the destruction of his own land. And then many nations and great kings will enslave him. In other words, Babylonia will enjoy three generations of prosperity, after which it will collapse. Indeed, that's what took place. It will be in regard to the nation and the kingdom that will not serve him, the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that will not place its neck into the yoke of king of Babylon, with sword and with famine and with pestilence, I will reckon those nations. In other words, those nations that don't fall under his domain will have other challenges. So said Hashem, until my annihilation of them at his hand. So basically, Nebuchadnezzar will take over everything. And you do not listen to your prophets. He's talking to the non-Jews who had their own prophets. Don't listen to your prophets and to your diviners and dream masters, and foreseers of future, and soothsayers who will say things that you want to hear, and sorcerers, and they all tell you, don't serve the king of Babylon. That's what they'll tell you. Ki sheker em nibim lachem. They're lying to you. Their prophecies are lies, which will only serve to distance you from upon your land, and I will banish you and you will perish. In other words, don't play games. When the Babylonia comes, just subjugate yourself. It will be hard, but there's a chance you'll survive. But the nation that will not bring its neck into the yoke of the king of Babylon and will serve him, I will leave it on its land and it will work and dwell. The nation that does bring its neck into the yoke of king of Babylon, serve him, will dwell in it, will continue to last. And to Tzidkiyahu, king of Yehuda, I spoke according to all these matters and I said, bring your necks into the king of Babylon. And that was Tzidkiyahu's big mistake. He tried to fight against the Babylonian king. Just don't fight it. Accept it. And serve him and his people, and then you may live. Why should you die, you and your people, by the sword, by famine, by pestilence, as the Lord spoke concerning the nations that will not serve the king of Babylon? As we saw in these verses, If you don't serve the king of Babylon, you'll get all the problems. And he'll anyways destroy you. If you do serve, it'll be hard, but at least you'll survive. Why don't you do that? Do not heed the words of the false prophets who say to you, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. They're talking rubbish. They're talking falsehood. For I did not send them, says Hashem. And they prophesy in my name falsely. And that will cause me to banish you, and you will perish. And the prophets who say these prophecies. Now, indeed, at the beginning of Tzidkiyahu's reign, as we spoke about in the Book of Kings, Nebuchadnezzar did come and invade the southern kingdom of Israel. It did exile part of its people and took some of the temple vessels. And these false prophets were coming and saying, don't worry, they're all coming back. So to these priests and the entire people, I say, so said the Lord, do not heed the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord are coming back from Babylon. It's falsehood again. Do not heed them. Serve the king of Babylon and you will live. Ivdu et melech Babel v'chiyu. Lamatia irazot harba. Why should this city be in ruin? And moreover, if there are true prophets and if the word of Hashem was with them, please let them plead with Hashem that the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and the house of King of Yehuda and Yerushalayim will not come to Babylon. In other words, prophets, instead of prophesizing that the stuff that were already taken will come back, why don't you actually focus your prayers on making sure that nothing else is taken? Because this is what the Lord of hosts said regarding the vast copper pillars that were in the temple and concerning the big sink, the copper sea that was fashioned by King Shlomo, where the Kohanim would wash their hands, and concerning the bronze bases where the basins rested, and concerning the rest of the vessels that remain in the city. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take them when he exiled the previous Yechoniah, king of Yehoiakim, from Yerushalayim to Babylon, and all the nobles of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. But these stuff might stay if you pray. For so said Hashem, God of Israel, concerning these vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and the house of the king of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. To Babylon they'll also be brought. And they will be there until the day I remember them, says Hashem, and I will bring them up and restore them to this place. So in other words, instead of you guys wasting your energy and saying that the stuff that have already been taken will come back, how about pray and focus your energy that the stuff that have not been taken should remain? Because here's what God just told me, the rest of the stuff are going as well. And so ends chapter 27.